process that we're dealing with now. And the question is, why is it Shemadorish Mitzilza be a dafka kol kachaitim? Keila asara deris from Adam at Noyach, why Mitzilza sabri a dafka? So, by the way, there's an Akeda who speaks about this. I think it's on Hazino, if I'm not mistaken, where he has the following issue about, doesn't it show, if you take a look at Tanakh, Torah, it's always, everything is constantly becoming, you know, things were bad and bad and bad and bad and bad. So, Tachlis, why is it? How could Akash Rochel make something that so doesn't fit what he wants should happen? So he answers that all the bad things that happen, you know, meaning the bad things, the chatoyim with the einish and everything else, it's all a process of moving towards a certain rutin. It's not failures and you know, it didn't work once, didn't work twice, didn't work a third time. It's every time is progress forward. In other words, another inyan becomes misukin, another inyan. It's sort of that type of mahalach. Like upon him, he's asking, why is it that they were so hatoyim? Yesh chadas and josh v'ara l'maylo. It's a kol mishamaisav yeruvim mechachmasai. So he says over there that there's a Adam is Murkav between two halakim, and the Be'etzem Adam starts with a guf, and you see it that way in the pasuk also. Shmuel took a guf and infused the nefesh. Shakol nimshach haguf Adam, shu nechshav yisoid veika Adam. So Be'etzem, the Adam is a guf with a neshama in it, and the neshama is meant to go and to be metakin the Adam.
Going to do well by Sherhusham because he's still only
you know, works on it again and again, and so on, that's when the goof builds up. So it's much easier to spark a person on the top end and to get him to buy into something and to be very mislive. It's a much harder process to build up the bottom. And that's the muscle of the Ilan with the Shrashim and the Anofim. That Bem is the Tachas is Anofim, but if the Shirish Negez is not strong enough, and that takes much more time than the Anofim growing, then it's going to uproot it. With Nezer Tovin at Verme, look, other Mishnah Shay Divin Betomel Kim, by Mekabla Madrega Yoina. He had a very, very high Madrega. The chain called Adirish in the other bad Nayah, who cream of Madrega Yoina Zois. Well, the Gaidla Madrega Shoisa Behem, Le Hoylam Yesoy the Erech Hamaila Zois. So it's incredible. If you call Damon Legilla Shop and Rubin Ashrashim, by a taste for Zechisoying Meshiba Arnu. So it's sort of pattern. Let's go back to another thing like that. When Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, so they by Matan Torah, they had tremendously high madrigas, and then the Chet HaEgel came immediately afterwards. So everybody wonders how you talk that with such high madrigas, they still did a terrible affair like a Vodasara, Kwaza Vodasara, however you explain it, the Holy Fit. It's the answer is Adarabba, because they were not Oiskarabit, their goof wasn't the Kli Kibbul yet, that went to their detriment. So any time a person lives with high ideas and high scope of things, but his goof is not in it, and it hasn't come a zoom or through, it's a recipe for disaster. It's incredible because in Chinuch, we tend to look for very quick results. And, you know, and if within a short period of time, the class is doing shmiras and who knows what and everything else, we tend to think of, wow, you know, we've made a major impact. It's lav dafka. Made sometimes it's worse. You know, when somebody is holding up a lot of things and it's not built up, by mitzvah the person's zika to gashmish to kedusha to that the person's midas, everything about the person, if it's not ripe, if it hasn't been, if the person hasn't slowly become developed, this so-called big rib sometimes becomes a detriment. I think I said over, I saw a vart from the Remendel Vitopsk. He says that Koloroya said, Kukuli Yazat Munayayim. So everybody talks about the fact that it's, you know, it's a Simon HaShemayim, and if I say she saw it for that reason, or a person should learn a lesson from it, that's the normal pshat. He says a fascinating insight. He says, if a person sees a Seder Kukula and he doesn't do anything, he puts himself into a position of being a Chachmasim Rupa Maisav. He understands how difficult a person's Heva is, so that's the idea, and that's where he gets his Chachma, and yet he fails to act on it. So that's a Pachina of Chachmasim Rupa Maisav. And it becomes destructive. So just like the Marshall, let's take that idea itself. A person saw Seder Kukula. So if the person does a Maisa right away, like he's Maz himself from Yayin, he makes Kedarim for himself, he makes a Shmir for himself, so then it becomes something that is helping the person. If the person doesn't, so what usually happens is, the person becomes cynical and jaded. Yeah, everybody's mazana, and it's coming, you know, it's all talk that people talk out faithful, this and that, it's not true. It tends, that idea tends to become something that's destructive rather than in any way helping a person become the better. They said, so Adam was getting rid of Tel Madrega Yoina, and all the doors of Adam were closer to that. You see also the story there about the Pnei Amala. him, and they always seemed to be very high daggers that fell because they were not resting on strong yisaidis. By the way, this Maimon Musker, when you have things, the Moshul, when the Moshul speaks about Acher and portrays Acher as being very, very chashev and so on, and we ask ourselves, well, how did somebody who had such high ideas, he went into paradise, he's one of the paradise, how did he go down the tubes? The answer is because if the person is not a settled person, and the person is not a nice boy, nice guy, but then basically this becomes, it knocks the person over. He's top heavy, and you fall over. The Yeshua Lahavin, Ke'elo Shleisha, is referring to Adam and Noach and Avram that he's speaking about. Kol Echad Vechad El Madegat Me'asmai. Betim Tzorah Mishna Tzel Melekim, which is by Lamaila Me'inye Madegat Hatzel Mazeh. Then he says, Ulamata Madregazi Madregas Hatsura, the Ainzat Tselem. So the Tselem Alakim, Tselem is the highest darga, and then Tsura is a darga lower. Rak Amita Satsura Masha Odom Boy Odom Chaim Edabe. Ulamata Madregazi Sura Gufmina Odom. Let's describe the three dargas. Explain a little bit. You have the goof of the person. So the goof of the person is each and every piece of the person. Kishlatzma. It's when you look at it kolkuli as thing, the muscle in a car. You would list all the screws in the car, all the bits and pieces and everything like that. You'd make a list of parts. That basically is goof. So the car has in it 525 pieces of metal, 10 of them are screws, 5 of them are this, and so on and so forth. The tsura is the integration of all the pieces. So I describe a car as a vehicle that gets you from place to place. It's through using, I don't know, gasoline propulsion, and seating people and holding some cargo. That's a car. Tselem is a much higher darga. Tselem is a darga. So let's say I'm looking at a painting. So the goof would be, this is a piece of red splotch, that's a piece of white splotch, this is a piece of blue, this is a piece of this, a piece of that. Fine. The tsura is that it's a ship docking in port. Tselem is, it's sort of projecting an image of something coming home after a long journey. So the three dargis of what an object conveys, there are the bits and pieces, and that's kokule chaymer, a black dot, a white dot, a red dot, the chulu, paint, the cement, whatever it is. Then there is the tsura, which is the shilu, like it says over here, by Adam Chaim Edabe. So this whole contraption together, all these pieces of meat together and so on, create something that's Adam Chaim Edabe. And then there's a Tselem, which is of that the aura of the Adam suggests Alikus. Well, not as I say, a goof in the Adam, as the Kimmel Dagis. Kashahoy la Adam Adregis at Tselem Azeh, Ashut Tselem la Kibshon Ibra Adam. Vmoyshe Sibuch HaMolav al Orish al Zmavish. This is something that, so Adam HaRishon had its own Elikim, but nothing else was worked out in a way that was divine. Everything else was the animal. So he's as if the bailim, he's as if the zachar to the tsura, and he gives the tsura to the adama, which is chamri, ish adama. He's like the husband, so to speak, of that Dhamma, meaning that he's the Tzur Tzuchayna. The Gamla Hurley said, the Shoyfan digs us Bishlamus. When we call Shekate Mila Sardar Shalom, we Yimashik Chisu Sarnachazer. The Acharka Hoy Avram, Bahoyle Madregas Haguf Bishlamus. Avram was unique because he had the Guf Bishlamus. And, you know, it's interesting, you find by Avram the chesed and the giving stuff and so on. His goof, it says he was moilech, and he brings over, he was moilech him on his goof and so on. So he was the one that was able to build the bricks, were the right type of bricks to hold the weight of what would come after. Lachagay Avram and Madregas are goofish famous. Olefika hoya mispa Avram Ramach. In Ramach Evar Shabadam. By Shomer Chazal, Shim Lachoy Takashpoch Ramach Evar. Olekach nitna Lavram Brismila be goofish Aladam. Medovel do Amayla Yosel Yoyna. So it's amazing that I'm not sure over here if he means that he gets it automatically just because the goof is mailed that kedusha, or what he means to say is that since they had it, Adam had it the potential. Now that he's worked out his goof, he now was able to have it land in it. I'm not sure which one or two he means over here. But as Mikala says, they got Sushuk man not to say his goofy. The Kabul Hoida tell Maloiki, Madregal Yenish Royalov, but as Madregas a Sechel Roichel Valachomri. So now you had a solid basis for it. You had a place where it could rest on. The So Avram sat on a very solid piece of land. And it's fascinating. I once read why Manhattan was Zeicha to become such a big metropolis. And, you know, so it's obviously red. It sits on a river and an ocean, but that wasn't as important. They were masbid that Manhattan is almost solid rock that you can build on it without problems. There's no, it holds whatever you put on it. And that's really the most important quality of something. You build something on it. So I go upon him, since Avram had his chamer, had what it needed, so b'meila you could be marked the third one. Avram hefach kol aderes v'shayin. Kavram eidem l'gin l'shashem v'rubin min anafim shalai. U'shar deres v'eidem l'gilon sh'anafim v'rubin v'shashem. O'lefikach Avram ha'yisei kol ha'ulam ha'koy l'fishay shashem v'rubin. So, it's interesting. I want to talk about it a little bit in a broader. We talk about Avram Avinu being Makir in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Echad, and Makir in HaLikus, the way we understand it, and so on. Whereas the Umas HaOilam were Avodah HaLizarah. So you could go by saying that Avram Avinu was smarter than them, he was a big philosopher, and he could figure out all the cheshbonos and the cheshbonos. I mean, if you look at Chazal, it's the cheshbonos that there's a Vayoylam are not extraordinarily deep and complex. You know, who makes the sun set, who makes the this set, who pushes the cloud. I mean, fine, it's nice, but I can't say that it strikes you with its brilliance and that no one is needed an Einstein to figure out there's no like that. It's not from Avinu. It's very hard to say that. So what you want to say is that hello?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What you want to say is that when you talk about convictions, I think that's the best word to use, a conviction doesn't sit on, it's not logic. It has to sit, like it says, the Dvarim HaMisyashiv, be married, or tomorrow will die. This is been on the person well. If the person has a grub and nefesh, then yeah, the gods are busy killing each other, taking each other's women, drinking, having drink contests, oh, and it sits well on the person. I mean, I don't, you know, don't have any problems with it. It just sits well on me. And that's the way that I think, that's what I see, and that's what I, you know, so I relate to. The focus of the Seder Adam. And that's why when a person was a Baal Nefesh, the Yiddishkeit speaks to him much easier than a person who's not a Baal Nefesh, because it has what to settle on, has what to sink on. And the same thing is true in terms of keeping it. If the person is Nefesh, is not Toiv, then it's going to be restless, and he's going to look for things, and whether it's intellectual, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, it's not. So Avraham Avinu really had the cart of it, and this landed on top of it. I'm not sure if the pshat over here is that he's just explaining why it is that it was better and so on. Could the process have been reversed? Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu have started with somebody who is Isgabed, have started with an Avram and worked his way to Noach and to Adam? Or maybe just the very fact that Adam was a piece of offer that on top of that landed a neshama. So Bechrech was like that. But there wasn't really much choice. It's just the Metzias. It's just like when you have a novice that you teach him something. So you he'll make a lot of mistakes, and as the mistakes happen, he learns from the mistakes, and then he becomes accomplished. That's a tevayla. So it's not something that I think the etzem, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a neshama. And let's go back to the same muscle. A boy comes to yeshiva and becomes very excited, this and that. And then he has mashberim because he's not holding the etzem. And slowly, overcomes all mashberim, not mashberim, slowly the process allows it to sink in because it's easiest to put a glap of ruchnis on top of a person, by far easier than having it penetrate and develop the person. So I think this might be the derech ha'olam, so to speak. This might be the derech, the mahalach of things. And I don't, you know, and that's where things develop. You start by showing the person what you're being shayed for. There's a long process until that becomes the person. And then when it becomes, that's the, you know, that's up. Any questions?
I didn't understand where we see in Avram and in Noach, respectively, the Mila, Selim, and Surah. Where do we see these ideas? No, but I thought we were saying that originally Adam had Milas at Salem, and then afterwards...
Adam had Milas, but they never, his goof had never become his garment. There wasn't anything to Milas at that time that in any way was contributing anything to his goof, or it had made its way through goof. So the Mela, whatever Milas he had, were not strong enough to resist the Milo's good. The Yisoid was stronger. Avraham Avinu's Milo was that his Yisoid was very strong, and the neighbor he was able to hold on to Milo.
Now, I'm sorry, just when I'm just not hopping. In the Moshe Rebbe gave about, let's say, the painting. You've got the Chaim and you've got the actual painting, and then what it represents of a person coming home. So Lamashal, let's say we're saying that Noach had the Mila of Tzura. So where do we see in Noach and in his Avodah and what he represents that he had that distinct Mila of Tzura specifically?
So he only finds it during Misa in the Pasuk that is that Ish Adama, meaning he was the Ish to the Adama of the world. The Ish is always the Tzura and Adama is the Adama is the Chaymer. So like the Baal and Isha, that's where he found it. My sense would be the fact that he's called a Tzaddik, not on the Dargo of Avraham, more than just a goof. He's a Tzaddik. That means there's another Nakuda there. I assume that might be it. But his only place, his only Raya is from that, is from what I told you. I mean, the fact
that Isha Adama. Right, right. And maybe it's also very good, the Lashna Rambam, that it says, Ad Shabbat Amudei Shal Olam, Avram, because he was...
Very good. Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Okay.
No.